Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. It is Friday. That's always a good thing.
Yes.
Happy Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. That's right. A good Friday. Love that. The only thing good about it is that it's Friday, June 3rd. It means it's 97 days until football season. 97, Tunis. Thankfully, as we continue the countdown, mercifully, because you know why? Because the next 2 weeks, I think, are going to be difficult. I don't know about you, but I woke up today frustrated as all get out. You know why? Because Boston, as I said they would, Tunis, won game one. And Boston could win. And Boston is there. And the Sixers are not. And Horford is there. And he was trashed the Sixers. And I don't know about you guys. My Lord. I hate to complain. I don't want to complain every day. But if you give me 2 weeks of complaining, I promise I'll shut it down for the summer. Like, I think I got to get all my complaints out in the next couple weeks. And then I'll shut it down. But are you kidding me? The freaking Celtics? Come on, Mike! That's Chevy. Oh, Chevy. Chevy, the Celtics.
The Celtics!
What are you doing?
Gotta change the sign.
Who cares about the sign? Forget the sign. We'll do it later. The sign. Who cares about the sign?
We'll do it live!
F*** it! Here you go, it's the John Kincaid Show. All right? Now, I'm better looking, but that's John Kincaid.
Can't start the show without the right sign.
Here's Chuck.
Come on, Chevy. I'm on.
The Celtics, guys. The freaking Celtics. And I start to think about exactly what transpired, right? They're just so much better run. They know how to build a team. They know how.
Don't you need to be conscious at some point, right?
Spot. Like, I love Brett. I want to tell you, as a guy, all right? But you know how frustrating bully ball was? Do you remember how watching Horford brought me back to bully ball?
Swagger.
They never played bully ball. All you thought was, we're going to play bully ball. All right. But they never did it. They never actually went down low, posted up, controlled the glass. They never did it. They had three dudes, including Simmons, who could board and who could actually post up. And they never did it. And God, listen, I don't want to blame Brett, you know, but yo, dude, you bully ball. You're supposed to play it like that.
It was a smorgasbord.
He could only play one way. He could play the Euro, Ilyasova, Bellinelli is what he did. He did the Ilyasova, Bellinelli. But, man, if they weren't playing like that, he couldn't figure it out. How could you not? You had all those dudes. They were the Monstars. Do you remember the Monstars? Ah, the Monstars! No one. 6'9".
Bobon.
I mean, and you couldn't play bully ball? You couldn't go down low? You couldn't figure that out? Oh, God. Watching the Celtics brings all this back to me. It's just one, blowing one, Colangelo. Oh, my God. Okay. So, Fultz. Let's think about this for a second. Now, I would agree Danny Ainge is going to take Tatum one. All right? And, you know, maybe you still take Fultz when you draft him. But I will say this. Knowing, after you sit down with Markel, I mean, he was a young 19. All right? Like a 19 going on 13. He was a young dude. Immature dude. And you're trying to build the time. I understand where Colangelo thought secondary ball handler with Simmons. I get it. It made sense from a basketball standpoint, like what you could grow into. But having to get the, when you, once you got to know him, now the one thing we didn't know or had the ability was we didn't sit down with him. We didn't actually speak to him. I mean, he was a young, young 19. So you trade up? You trade up for that? I mean, that's just horrible. And then it's bad enough we had to deal with the Jimmy thing and relive the Jimmy moment. Relive the Jimmy moment. Sorry, Jim, we're not going to give you the offer. That whole offseason, I'll never forget. It was Tunis and Jason. And it was the three of us, and I'm yelling, run it back, run it back, run it back. And they would have run it back. And then Brett goes, nah, no, Jimmy. I mean, so you lost the buy.
He was a monster.
Oh, my God. I mean, these playoffs between the conference finals and now the finals, I'm living through it again. I'm living through the dark moments of the process again. I can't take it. It's terrible. And of all teams, it's the Celtics. It's getting eaten alive by it's. Listen, for those of you that don't really understand the Boston thing, like the Tunis don't really get it, which I get it because it happened before his time. It's like the Cowboys just eating you, you know, one bite at a time. Cowboys. That's what it is. It's that kind of torture that the Cowboys are just eating you alive. I'm so on the edge with the Sixers. Like, it's put me back on the edge. And I'm petrified that they're not going to win. And if they don't win now, they're never winning again. Never, ever. Oh, Tunis.
Yeah, I remember in the middle of the season when you started having that fear of the process and you felt the pressure of the process closing in on us. And, the Boston Celtics, you mentioned Al Horford going back there and finding the Fountain of Youth, which we tried giving the Fountain of Youth to James Harden. It worked for a game. Worked for a game. Al Horford must have it on tap, at least in Boston.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, they use them correctly.
Yes, that is true, too.
But they use them correctly. Like, all kidding aside, bully ball.
Yeah.
You remember me talking about bully? They never did. You and I.
Yeah.
You and I. In fact, it was really probably the first time, like, we got, you know, you and I started to really connect. We go to the Sixers game, the opener.
Yeah.
And I know you remember. I'm really telling the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And Tunis and I. Once, and then I realized he wasn't 5'0". I said, oh, I like this kid, right? And we had a great time. We go to the Sixer game. We're all fired up, bully ball. And they played bully ball that night. That was it.
Yeah. Tobias was great that night. He was going to the rim constantly. They got the other team, they got the Celtics in foul trouble early.
Dude,
and they went away from it.
What happened?
Analytics, dude.
What happened?
Analytics. Need to grow Obama.
He couldn't.
Analytics.
He couldn't understand that. Like, listen, if you go down and you die by the three, like, teams cut you by the three. Okay, well, that, you know, so be it. But they never tried it, which still eats at me to this day.
Right.
It still eats at me. That, all right, you went after Horford, you wanted to go play bully ball, and you never do it. You never do it. I'll never forget So I go on the road with those guys. And Horford, at that, there was a big fight. Who was the fight? There was a big fight. Like a Saturday night fight.
Oh, so not Sixers fight, you mean?
No, like a fight. Who was it? Anyway, I don't know. It was a Saturday night. In fact, it was Monday was the college football national championship, and Saturday was a big fight.
Was it the Klitschko fight, like his last one or something like that?
It might have been, because the guys were watching the fight.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
We were in Dallas, right? And we were at the arena. And they had a lead, and they blew the lead in the fourth quarter.
Shocking.
And I'm walking, and Al Horford is, I'm trailing him. And I'm walking back to the bus. The bus is inside the concourse of the American Airlines Arena. So, you know, we're waiting to take us back to the hotel. So I'm trailing, and I'm, after a loss, You just dummy up, stay by yourself. That was my, having done that before.
Right.
Been on the road with teams and, you know, when it's good, you can actually enjoy with them. When it's bad, you just be quiet. So I'm just quiet, right? So, like, Horford, and I'm trying to stay as far back from Horford so I'm not running up on him type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just shuffling. Really slow. And I kind of, I have to catch up because, you know, I just can't go that slow, whatever. So he sees me and he's got a plate of food. And I go, how you doing, Al? You all right, buddy? You know, one of those deals. And he's completely frustrated. And so we walk up on the bus together and it was just he and I for like a good 5 minutes. And he's like, you hungry? You want some food? Which was really nice of him to ask, right?
Of course.
I was like, nah, I'm good, buddy. I said, how you doing, man? And he just shook his head, and he said, not good, man. Not good. And like,
because he realized it wasn't working.
Right. And that was January. And I'll never forget, he looked so defeated. And he was, I'm telling you, consummate pro. Like a pro's pro. Good dude. And he was defeated. And I think back and I go, how could they not figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly. They it never worked out, and that sucked. And now he's in the NBA Finals with the Boston Celtics, as is Jason Tatum, like you mentioned, as is Jaylen Brown, who, you know, obviously you go back, he's still taking Ben Simmons. Like, there's no revisionist history.
No, I mean, you're not.
It's just more painful that he's two picks later, right? So our process of, Ben Simmons, well, Jaylen Brown, two picks later, NBA Finals. Trade up for Markelle Fultz, Jason Tatum, NBA Finals, two picks later, you traded with the Celtics for it. Al Horford, you made the move to acquire, didn't work out, he's back with the Boston Celtics, NBA Finals.
Dude, and you wonder why today I come in here, and it's funny, I knew it, too. I knew, I told you.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know if I said it on Cousins Corner last night, but I said Jaylen Brown will be the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I could smell it.
Yeah, and then he goes off in the fourth quarter.
And smell it. And it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And here we are with the Sixers not knowing still. Like, that's the worst part. This year, this offseason, I mean, last year you knew, all right, Ben Simmons will be a trade chip at some point. What are you going to get? The year before that, it's Daryl Morey's first year. What is he going to do? He moves on from Al Horford, gets Danny Green. Obviously, Danny Green wasn't a player to get extremely excited about, but he moved on from that contract. The years prior to, previous to that, you had the Jimmy Butler move. You had the Tobias Harris move midseason. I don't know what they're going to do this offseason, which freaks me out. Right? Like, I didn't know who they were going to acquire trading Ben Simmons, but I knew it was going to be a star or a decent package at some point. I have no idea what they're going to do, man. And that freaks me out.
Dude. Come on. Come on. I'm petrified. Petrified. I'm completely petrified. I don't know that, you know, I don't even know. I don't know if Doc Rivers is a net positive or a net negative.
Right.
Honestly, you know, I don't know what he is. I don't know. Daryl Morey, this attached to Harden is freaking scary.
Yes.
You know, you saw that
his daughter's that, wearing the sash with James Harden's face on.
You saw that video, right? Harden's at the party. There's some social media thing, little quick video, TikTok video, and he's at the party, and I'm just looking at him, going, "Can he just? Will he salvage? Or is he done? You know, I mean, I don't know if he's done. He could be done."
Or he'll be still good enough, but not like...
No, he could be AI at the end. Like the end of... You know, listen, he had a couple good years in Denver. We talked about that, right? But, you know, that end piece where
just
he starts to... I'm not saying he's completely fried, but that where he's starting to wane.
Yeah, that could
like
be
in
it.
Between, like, Denver AI and when he comes back to the Sixers AI, you know?
Yeah, Detroit, Memphis. Yeah, I mean, I think he's better than that version of AI. At least I hope he is. Right? Like, I absolutely hope he is, or you're absolutely pumped.
Oh, dude, I think we got breaking news, man.
What do we got?
Yes, Jason Stark. The Phillies are parting ways with Joe Girardi today.
Wow.
Bench coach Rob Thompson will be the interim manager. Sources tell The Athletic. Jim Salisbury was on it.
Wow, yeah. Salisbury tweeted 7 minutes ago, hearing much buzz that Phillies could make change at manager today. And then a couple minutes later.
Wow.
So it was really the Gabe Kapler thing?
Was it really
the Gabe Kapler thing? They didn't want to do it before the Giants series.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, it must have been.
Is it wrong of me to think that they take 2 of 3 this weekend?
Well, the Angels are slumping.
Yeah, but is it wrong of me to think that they actually, like, something catches fire?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even, listen, Zombie Joe was a mook. So maybe it changed. But Rob, see, they missed the boat, though. They should have went with Boa or, you know, Charlie or something. Come in with the older guy getting some light. Come on, boy. You know, like just unbridled enthusiasm, dude. I don't know that Robbie. I don't know. I don't know what he's like.
We'll see.
Zombie Joe sleeps with the fishes. Oh, he sleeps with the fishes. Joe Girardi fired. Wow. Bombshell to start the show. All right. Wow. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You heard it. According to Jason Stark, Joe Girardi will be fired. Damn. Sixers. You get it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Judas. Getting started on this. Wow. Yet another manager fired by the Phillies.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Let's talk about the Bet Parks for a second. Bet Parks app. Game one of the finals in the books. Check it out. The Bet Parks app has everything you want. Get the hockey playoffs, the NBA, now all the baseball, Phil's Angels. A lot of ways to bet Phil's Angels. Hey, what's Trout going to do? You get Trout props, Ohtani props. Pretty cool stuff. Check it all out. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $750. That's right. In fact, the Bet Parks app, the sponsor of this week's Memorial, partner of the PGA. You got to check it out, man. It's awesome. You'll love it. Just remember, use that code FANATIC for your risk-free bet up to $750. You got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Gambling problem.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Visit WindowNation.com.
June has to be better.
Not for you, Joe. Wow. Joe Girardi sleeps with the fishes. Out. Fired. Doesn't it speak volumes that we're all excited because Joe Girardi got fired? What? That's actually horrible.
No, it is horrible, but it's because...
No, he deserved to be fired.
Well, that's the thing. We had high expectations. And I, you know, we've talked about in the past, there were Yankees fans that, you know, either called in the show or tweeted us or, you know, people that I know, people that you know, that warned us about Joe Girardi. You know, I told you, somebody down the shore, down in Brigantine that I know, he's a New York Yankees fan. When they first hired him, he was like, yeah, don't get excited, kid. And I'm like, why? And he's like, you're just not going to like him. I'm like, no, like he's a baseball guy.
Yeah, no, they were right. Every Yankee fan
was right.
Listen, you know, I used to work up there, and a lot of people up there, and they were telling me the same thing.
And listen, it's coming off of Gabe Kapler, who did not know how to manage here. Let's not have revisionist history, because I know it's going to happen, right? It's going to be, oh my God, see, they should have kept Kapler. Look what he did last year.
I know.
He did not know what he was doing here.
He's loving it, too.
Well, good for him. You know, enjoy it out in San Fran, and knowing that the Phillies just fired your replacement. Good for him. Good for him. But the people that are saying, see, I told you they should never have moved on from Kapler, he didn't know what he was doing here. The locker room. Bryce Harper, the MVP of the league last year, laughed when he was asked about the curveball machine.
I know. Laughed in front
of the media, in front of live cameras, laughed that Gabe Kapler suggested that they have a curveball machine before games. Like, they made a mockery of Gabe Kapler. So he was not working here. He found his spot in San Francisco, or totally different lifestyle. Good for him out there.
He also has a really good balanced, good team.
Yeah, lineup, the bullpen is incredible. It's not like he built that team. He makes the right decisions. Joe Girardi comes here. I was excited. It was a guy who I thought knew the game better than Kapler. He was a catcher. I always respect catchers when it comes to managers. But
dude, I'm stunned that he was that bad.
Awful.
And when I think back on it, it's awful. Think about this for a second. So, obviously, our longest tenured manager was Charlie. So, he gets fired in 2013.
Oh, God.
And since Charlie, whose record was 780 and 636, since Charlie, you had Sandberg, the mannequin.
Yep.
He goes 119 and 159.
And bounces.
Right.
He quit.
Yeah. He quit. He's like, I'm out.
This isn't for me.
Right. I'm out. Then you got Pete.
Pete
McCannon was horrible.
No, he's a nice man.
I don't know why people thought he could manage. Are you nuts? 174 and 238. Terrible. Then the Gabe, 161 and 163.
Yeah, right around 500.
And Joey G, 110, 112. And it's amazing. Like, you think about it, it's a pretty quick hook for Girardi. right? It's a quick hook for him.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. So I made a lot of excuses for him. Year one was the, you know, the COVID season,
right?
Season. And I didn't give him the excuse of it being a shortened season because every team was dealing with the shortened season. Look at the arms in the bullpen that year. You know, it was, we did the pig pen hoedown, all that kind of stuff. Like, it was.
Well, I mean, when you think about that's, I'm getting to this point, which is, yeah, did Girardi have to go? Yes, he did.
Yes.
But if you expect, like, Haley is doing a dance back there. If you think, if Haley thinks that all of a sudden that's going to fix the Phillies, that's not going to happen.
Now, you'll see the immediate stretch. They'll win a couple games now. Like, they will. The question is, does it then sustain? Like, this, like we've talked about a lot, this lineup is not balanced. It's not well balanced. You don't have a leadoff hitter. Gene Segura is out for 10 to 12 weeks. Like, he's out for a long time, and he is one of your better consistent hitters. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe this bullpen strategy changes a little bit, right, where he's not afraid to use a guy three times in a week, and we've seen that issue. I mean, Sir Anthony Dominguez, we talked about it last week. Guy hadn't pitched for 3 days, and he didn't use him in a big spot. So maybe stuff like that kind of changes. But yeah, I mean, this year was inexcusable for Girardi. The first 2 years, I could give him excuses because of the dreck that came out of the bullpen. Remember Jared Hughes and JT Realmuto rolling his eyes?
I know.
That wasn't like Joe Girardi who brought in Jared Hughes.
No, I just find it fascinating that you get one strikey, I mean, one COVID year, right? The remnants of a COVID year and a bad team. And then, you know, you get 2 months and you're out. Get out.
Dude, that literally happened to Alain Vigneault.
Yeah?
But think about it.
But Alain Vigneault had success, though. He did go to the second round of playoffs.
I'm just thinking, I'm saying the timeline purposely. Remember, his first year was the COVID year. Yeah. It stopped. Then he did the bubble season.
Yeah.
And, what, was it a couple of weeks into the year this year? He got fired.
I know. I mean, what I do think, listen, Girardi was a mope. My biggest beef with Girardi is
Zombie Joe.
He was a mope. He just sat there. Give me something. He felt like he had no control, and it felt like that he was a puppet, which is interesting because he's out on his ear, right? Like,
right.
That he was another puppet.
Yeah, but I don't know if he was a puppet because he was a big analytics guy coming into it. Binder Joe. I mean, that's what Yankees fans were calling him prior to him coming to Philadelphia, was Binder Joe. So I don't know if he was a puppet. I really don't.
Well, it's interesting because I talked to Ricky Bowe and we both were like, we'll tell you, kind of feel like a little puppet going on there.
Yeah, I'm sure like he's probably like the Sir Anthony Dominguez thing. That's probably not his call.
Right.
Going 3 days.
Right.
Without, but that's probably like, hey, he's coming off of the injury, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. For the most part, I think it was his decisions. He's the one putting Joris Familia out there every single day.
Listen, I'm with you. Camargo, you're making the lineup out. I don't think they're making the lineup out.
Andre Jordan, man.
You know, I hear you.
Maybe that means he won't be playing as much.
Dude, who knows? Robbie Thompson's his guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is weird, right?
Yeah, you would think you move on from him as well, you know, instead of just keeping another.
No, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know him. Maybe he's got a little zest, a little zeal. But I will say this. He was a hate to face, and the only thing worse than seeing his face was his news conferences.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at the lines point. Like
June has to be better.
Dude, we're at the point where we get our jollies when dudes get fired.
Yeah.
Like, we're happy. We're now, when's the last time we were this happy? When the Harden trade, right? That was it.
Opening day.
Actually, the draft.
Just being excited for opening
day. Yeah, the draft was our last, like,
well, that whole day of jubilation. The Sixers won game six the previous night.
But that was the last day of jubilation. But we're sitting here going, oh my God, it's great. Joe sleeps with the fishes. Let's get started on the phones. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hi, cuz. How are you?
What's happening, Johnny?
So, I'm very happy that Girardi's gone. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's very disappointing. But I need everybody in this fan base to stop mentioning the possibility of Jim Leland coming. This guy's 77 years old. But this is a delusion of our fan base. I mean, I want you guys to think on this. Because this is just
I disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you why. And I disagree with the idea that's delusion. And Johnny, my only point to you is, as an interim guy, now, I got Larry Bubba sitting here, who is a young 70, I'm not sure how old he is, but he's got a lot of energy, very vibrant, and I think on a short-term basis, you get a guy that is rah-rah in there, shows you a little bit more life. You need somebody with life after dealing with Girardi.
I agree. I mean, Larry Bowa, you know, he's an organizational guy. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I think is someone that this team needs. Because you look at the games that they've been playing, they barely hit the ball at home, I feel like. Like, you look at the Rangers series, Giants series, like, it's ridiculous. Like, you should be able to win those series in your home ballpark, which gets me.
No, you're right. Listen, you're right about that. I just think for short term, I don't mind going older guy who's got energy. Now, I don't know. I don't know what Jim Leland's got or whatever. I know he was linked to Dombrowski. You know, I'm a Charlie guy. You know that. But, like, the idea of getting an older guy with life who would be good after Girardi, because he was such a mope, right? I mean, John, you just look at him after the game, no life.
No life at all. No life at all. It's the same run-of-the-mill, okay, like, we're here to play Phillies baseball, mediocre, let's win, let's go 82-82 and barely miss the playoffs, then not do anything at the trade deadline. So, you know.
I know, bro. I hear you.
I
know. I can't, and I have to be, and to be honest, listen, I like going and getting bashers, right? I do. I thought that was... Yeah. That was a good move. Listen, you can't do anything about your farm system, right? So going to buying bashers, I was on board with.
Right.
Oh, brother. John, I know it's a good day he's gone, but I agree with you. It is starting to go a little circumspect. Like, is it ever going to get better? Good call, man. Thank you. Right? Like, that's start to go a lot of managers since they've won.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, right, we're all hoping that the farm system gets a little bit better. It's not like Dombrowski came in and traded for Castellanos and Schwarber, right? He is still building through the farm system. Now, the question is, and do they sell a lot, or not sell a lot, do they buy a lot at the deadline? And I read a column a few weeks ago that they are still expected to be buyers at the trade deadline because they can't give up, like, already. Like, this lineup's too deep to just give up. So
you can't give up.
No, absolutely not.
That's what you
were put in. I mean,
somebody called up
tax.
And said, "Well, you know, what are you going to do with Bryce? You shut him down?" No, can't shut him down.
And somebody tweeted at me yesterday saying, you know, the Phillies should start selling, like, get rid of Castellanos now. I'm like, what? Get rid of Castellanos now? Like,
you don't get rid of it. I like Castellanos. Listen, I still think, look, I'd like to try this thing with a leadoff guy.
Yeah.
Right? If you get a real leadoff guy, maybe things start to click a little bit. I'd like to go back there and revisit this whole thing with a leadoff guy.
Yeah, and I'd also like to see, and we'll see if Rob Thompson does it, consistency in a lineup. I mean, it changed every single day.
Yeah.
And he didn't, like,
here's my fear.
And all that kind of stuff.
And here's my fear. It's AI, right? You're a puppet, analytic. And it's an organization that is still run by the analytics. And which kind of disappoints me. Because I thought Dombrowski was going to bring more baseball into it.
Yeah. Well, I thought Girardi was going to bring more baseball into it, too, but he clearly didn't.
I mean, look at it. Like, seriously. Again, this lineup, you don't have a leadoff guy and a center fielder. Like, when you need to get runs, listen, you know that they can bash. There's going to be days when they're going to put up 13, 14, 15 runs, right? Like, You know, it's going to be a hot day, and a ball's going to be flying out of CBP, and they'll get six homers as a team. They're going to have that day.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a few of them over the course of the year. But you also need to have the day where, you know what, ball's not flying out of the park.
Yeah, still you're
win. You're not barreling up, and you manufacture a couple runs. You need to do that.
Yeah, they don't do that at all, man. There's no manufacturing.
Right.
Yeah, they're lucky that the Philly that game that they extended in extra innings and then eventually lost 7-4, they're lucky that the runner on second rule exists.
Yes.
Right? That was the way they manufactured a run.
Yes.
They started an inning with a runner on second base, and then Alec Bohm fortunately hit a single up the middle.
Yes.
And mounted to nothing because they lost.
This from JR on Instagram. I'm not happy at all. This is a huge disappointment. I expected Joe to ruffle some feathers and make baseball fun again. And you know, that ultimately was all of our expectations, and he wasn't that guy. And everybody said he wasn't that guy.
Yeah, Raptor One checks in. He said he was told by Yankees fans that he was a, quote, yes man, and got lucky to coach a Yankees team that didn't need to be coached and could coach itself. And
yeah.
I mean, you look at that roster.
Oh my God.
Like, look, they beat the Phillies in 2009
That's right.
in the World Series. That roster was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's easy to go, oh, Mariano Rivera's been doing this for, you know, two decades. Yeah. Go ahead, go get me six outs.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, he overthought a lot of things, man.
Yeah. Interesting, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, dude. I just don't know where it's going. It's my biggest fear. A lot of managers.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of managers, a lot of coaches. Paul Schiffner checks in. Sad state of Philly sports when Sirianni's our second longest tenured coach after 1 year.
1 year. And by the way, we brought this up. He's the coach who have the most faith in.
Yeah, longest tenured Doc. And anyone feel good about him?
Nick, right? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Literally go Sirianni, Jim Curtin.
Yeah.
Doc, I guess.
Yeah.
Flyers manager or Flyers coach to be named
Trotz
later. And then Rob Thompson. Is Thompson fifth? Or does Thompson get the bump to fourth just because the Flyers are
I mean,
coach?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
What's up, cuz? I'm a little upset that you guys even started talking about that, because that's exactly what I wanted to get into. Like, and real quick, I wanted to, if I have a minute, a story or something you were talking about yesterday about seeing signs and stuff about the Dolphins you saw or whatever. But anyway, when it comes to coaches, like, Lavagna or the Flyers guy, we thought, you know, was an accomplished coach, good things, right? Girardi, accomplished coach, good things, Doc.
And let me know, though, I don't think it was his fault. I mean, I can't lump him with Girardi and Doc, because I think I thought he did a good job, and he just didn't have any horses.
I hear you, but the theme seems to, so, I mean, young guy. Like, I mean, I want a young guy that maybe has no record of nothing, because Louis Sirianni took an underwhelming, you know, roster and made a playoff game. So it was like, I don't know, this is really odd. But because real quick, yesterday we were talking about the signs, the Dolphins you saw at the beach, right?
Well, my aunt passed away. My aunt Cookie passed away, and we brought her ashes to Wildwood. So her son, right, my cousin Joe, we brought the ashes to Wildwood, and we dumped them in the water. Joey and I dumped them in the water. We turn up and we see two dolphins, and my mother and my aunt were best friends. You know, they were the closest that you can get, and we see them, and it was like a sign.
So the hair was standing up when I heard you talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away when I was 20. I'm 41, right? So a long time ago. About 4 years ago, me and my wife were out, had a night out without kids, got a little hammered, got home. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just remember I'm having this dream, right? I don't really know what I was doing, but my grandfather, who I haven't thought about in years or whatever like that, he tapped me on the shoulder, and he used to smoke unfiltered Lucky Strikes, and he's got this cigarette in his hand. He says, "Boy, come smoke a cigarette with me," right? And as soon as he says that, my phone starts ringing. It wakes me up out of a dream. My uncle calls me to tell me my grandmother passed away.
Oh, wow.
His wife, right, 20 years later. And it was just like, one of those things where, like, I don't, you know, of course you all think about, you know, family members.
Right.
It's not something I've ever had a dream with him about, but yeah, man, weirdest thing. Pass me on the shoulder. It's got to smoke, and my phone rings. My grandma passed away. So, yeah, anyway, that's crazy.
Wow.
Fine story, but,
yeah, man, I got chills. You told me that story. I believe in stuff like that.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. Go Birds. How about it? How about it?
Yeah, I got the Eagles mug today. Birds 24/7, bro.
I'm stunned. I'm sitting there going, I can't believe Joe Girardi's out.
Can I read you a tweet?
Yeah.
It's just going to make you feel great.
Yeah.
It's from John Heyman at 10:29. When the Phillies hired Girardi, the runners up for the job were Buck Showalter and Dusty Baker, who are both thriving as managers elsewhere. Not surprising Girardi was ownership choice considering his past record, but I've heard Dusty was the one who blew folks away in interviews, and I remember that. And I was like, all right.
Well, you know what? If you remember, so I know Dusty real well from when I was covering baseball.
Okay.
I love Dusty. Love Dusty. Now, I can be real with you. As much as I love Dusty, I was like, all right, Girardi's going to be good.
Yeah, me too. It is crazy, though, because we had that caller that said, I don't want Jim Leland. He's 77. Well, Dusty Baker's 72.
Yeah, I don't.
That's spring chicken. Like,
yeah, I don't.
And look at what they're doing.
I don't think it's about a young. I don't think it's about a young guy. First of all, you get another young dude in here.
Analytics.
Exactly right. Yeah, he's going to be another puppet. You got enough puppets. This organization needs a baseball guy to come in here. It does. Needs a baseball guy to come in here. All right. Open lines. You got 610-632-0975. Girardi fired. Bye-bye, Zombie Joe. Wow. Lots to talk about today, suddenly. Cuz Radio Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.